when I'm painting his tree. I'd just like to take a moment and thank you. Thank you very much.
So many of us are thankful for Bob Ross. Tammy Holcomb from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Bob Ross means so much to me. I started watching Bob about 20 or 25 years ago. I always thought, even well before then, that there was some sort of a painter in me or some sort of an artist in me. And when I watched his style of painting, I thought to myself, I think I could do that. And sure enough, apparently I can. So I got my CRI today, actually. So I'm very emotional today because, again, it's something I've wanted for so long. And we were blessed to be able to get our certificates in the studio where Bob recorded his PBS shows. And so we were all kind of emotional, and it was just really a beautiful experience. I'm trying not to get worked up here, but it means a lot. It means so much to me.
There's enough unhappy things in the world. Painting should be one of those things that brightens your day.
Melissa Pierce from Clayton, North Carolina.
When I was younger, I just stood in amazement at how he could, in 30 minutes, just whip out this amazing and beautiful painting, and he just seemed so calm and so peaceful when he was doing it. And then in the end, he had this amazing painting, and I always thought, gosh, what a gift, what a skill, a talent. I was always just impressed by him, blown away by what I thought was magic.
Just let your imagination go. You can create all kinds of beautiful effects. Just that easy.
It was something I always wanted to try, but never really picked up a brush to give it a shot. And then during lockdowns and the pandemic, as a high school teacher, I was facing a lot of stress and thought, you know what, maybe I actually will give that a shot. The title of Bob's show is The Joy of Painting. And I would say that when I picked up a brush and started trying some of these Bob Ross techniques, I also felt sort of a lift of spirits, a joy.
When that camera starts rolling, Bob isn't just teaching us the joy of painting. He's showing us how to deal with the struggles of being human.
One of my favorite quotes from Bob is, anything we don't like, we'll turn it into a happy little tree or something, because as you know, we don't make mistakes, we just have happy accidents. I love that quote because there's been so many times in my life that I've made mistakes, and not just in painting, life mistakes. And I just feel like I've always learned more from my mistakes than I have from my successes.
You have to have dark in order to show light. It's just like in life.
You have to have dark in order to show the light, just like in life. So as a high school teacher, I actually put this on a poster and have it in my classroom. And it's something that my students and I talk about quite a bit. You know, throughout this world, there are so many things that are tough, things that are hard, things on a personal level or a small community level and a global level. But against all that darkness, that's when the happy moments really shine. In order to really see them for the beauty that they are, you have to put them in contrast to all the dark that is out there.
We all lost Bob, the flesh and blood Bob, the Bob you could go get a beer with, take a joyride in the Corvette with, feed wild animals with. We lost that guy years ago. It takes a lot of color, a lot of contrast and brightness to overcome the darkness of losing someone we love. But somehow, Bob has helped so many struggling people see the light. His positivity pulling us out of deep holes. Somehow, Bob's still illuminating us long after he left. Here's the story of one certified Ross instructor who's used Bob as a beacon of light since childhood, and as an adult, was inspired by Bob to do something no other painter has ever done. Something pretty astonishing.
Being sick, my only friend was the television.
Jennifer Martin Bray has been battling illness for as long as she can remember. She's right about how the television can be a friend when you're sick, but she's wrong about it being your only friend. Because inside that magical rectangular box, there are countless companions.
You see, if anybody can guess from the clues I give what is in this box, then they can keep what is in the box.
Is it cookie?
No, it is not a cookie.
You got me in trouble. You got me moved to the back of the room. You cost me one of my good noodle stars.
Where do we go next, Dora? Market? Bridge?
tallest mountain.
It takes some people longer than others to start to laugh. In fact, everybody's different when it comes to things like that.
But we have friends, and then we have best friends. And it didn't take Jennifer long to decide who she liked the most.
Hello, I'm Bob Ross.
From the time she was a little girl, she would watch every episode of The Joy of Painting she could.
I just thought this was the greatest thing. It would be on Monday through Thursday. I would get upset on Fridays because Fridays, PBS would have something else on.
On Fridays, Jennifer conceded control of the TV to her family. At the end of every week, instead of Bob, she had to settle for Bill Cosby.
On the next Cosby Show.
Wake up, wake up.
For young Jennifer, Mondays and a fresh coat of The Joy of Painting couldn't come soon enough.
So you're 10 years old. Like, what about Bob Ross magnetized you that you said, I want to watch him again tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that?
It's just...
screw you, Bill Cosby. I want Bob Ross.
You know, I loved art. I loved creating things. And his voice was so soothing. And he always had these animals on. And it was just so amazing. And, you know, one thing that always stuck with me is... one of the expressions that he always used to say is, this is your world. You're the creator. Find freedom on this canvas. Believe that you can do it. He was talking to me like, you can do it.
You have unlimited power here. You can do that. You can do that. Shoot, you can do anything on this canvas. Anything.
Bob's soothing voice was Jennifer's warm blanket. His paintings are chicken soup. And Bob's persuasion led to inspiration.
He was just such a force of goodness, and he encouraged viewers to believe in themselves.
Jennifer's belief that she could make stuff didn't just come out of nowhere.
My mom always wanted to be an artist. An interior designer was her dream, but there was no money to go to school for that. My dad is an amazing carpenter, very talented, does sculptures and everything. My great-grandfather was one of the carpenters for Lindbergh.
His name is Charles A. Lindbergh. He's the dark horse in the transatlantic air race.
But Jennifer's interest in painting really took flight when she first laid eyes on Bob Ross.
And he reminded me of my dad. It was the 80s. Everybody had the perm back then. My dad had a perm. My dad looked just like him.
She was an art major in college, but her experience there wasn't great. One of her professors even claimed Bob Ross wasn't a real artist. Fire that guy.
Ooh, that's nice. That's nice.
Jennifer's Bob Ross lookalike father had some strong opinions about his daughter's occupational pursuits.
You know, my dad was like, you need to get a real job. You're not going to get a real job being an artist. So, you know, changed my...
oh, dad.
I know. You know, I love both of them, but it was like, yeah, you know, you need to get a good career and get a job and get good insurance and all that. So
I think we got the same dad, I think.
Do we? His name is Ron also. Maybe we do.
Oh, is it? So is my dad.
No.
Wow.
For the record, Jennifer and I do not have the same dad. My dad famously wanted me to become a garbage man. But the older Ron Scalzo's dreams of his son hauling junk, battling pizza rats, and taking out the trash were dashed when I decided to pursue a career in radio instead. So who's crazy now, Pops?
Let's get crazy. You know me.
Anyway, Dad meant well. He wanted me to put my 20 years in, retire young, just like he did. And Jennifer took that same advice to heart. Even though she never stopped loving art, or Bob, she switched her major to health education.
Oops, sometimes these things get away from you.
Jennifer's parents eventually migrated from the Northeast to Florida. And then, much, much later, fate finally intervened.
Life's short. My mom wanted to move to the beach area, so she was like, I want to go to New Smyrna Beach. We're like, okay. They packed up and moved, and we followed about 7 months later. And one day, my mom and I were driving to the beach, and I go, oh my goodness. And she's like, what? And I'm like, look at the sign over there. I'm like, it says Bob Ross Workshop and Art Art Gallery. And I'm like, no way. How long has this been here? How did I not know about this? So, you know, I immediately was like, I have to go in there. I have to find out. I want to teach there.
Did you jump out of the car?
No, I did not, because I had a bathing suit on and I was not going in the way I was looking.
Soon after that, in proper attire, Jennifer returned to the workshop, where she met certified Ross instructor Nick Hankins.
She kind of filmed the shop. I got the impression, just like a lot of people do, that she didn't maybe realize it was even here and just saw the sign. Oh, Bob came in, got the story on how the shop had opened in 93. Bob had opened it. The paintings were in here. She got to kind of absorb that in the atmosphere. And I guess she caught the bug.
It was just, it was kismet. I was like, oh my goodness, where has this been my whole life? How could I live in Florida for nearly 25 years and not have known this was here?
And even though Jennifer had spent more than half her life in sunny Florida, it wasn't until she entered that new Smyrna Beach workshop that she had finally discovered paradise.
You can see so much of Bob in there, and it's like, to see all of his actual paintings that he did during all the seasons. They have them hanging all around the walls. And underneath, they have the little plaques that say what season, what episode they're from. And to look at it and say, oh my goodness, I remember watching this, you know, when I was a kid. And I'm like, this is just so amazing. But I may just be a geek, so I don't know.
You may be, but that's why we're talking to you.
Oh, thank you.
And her fervor for painting was reignited.
You can move mountains, rivers, trees. You can determine what your world is like.
The first day was just basically, okay, we're going to learn about eyes, how you paint an eye, different shapes of eyes. And it was just so, I mean, I was just like sucking it up.
She became a CRI with qualifications in landscape, floral, and her favorite, wildlife.
And all are wonderful.
In 2020, as the world began shutting down due to a global pandemic, Jennifer had good reason to shelter in place. She has a rare form of blood cancer called MPN. There's not a lot of ways to treat it, and there's no cure. So instead of just watching Bob paint to make herself feel better, Jennifer decided to join him this time around. But she wasn't taking half measures.
I can't go out. I can't do anything. You know, finishing up the certification classes and everything. I said, you know, I think I'm going to paint every single episode of The Joy of Painting because it's the only thing that keeps me basically sane during this insane time of a pandemic, because I thought the pandemic would be, you know, like a hurricane. It would be done and over with in a couple of months. And a couple of months, you know what happened after that.
A lot of artists, musicians, writers, they completely shut down during the pandemic. Fear and uncertainty led to malaise, apathy, a sort of confusion over how to deal with it all. But for Jennifer, this was an excuse to check something off her bucket list.
And I figured, you know, this is a great task, something to keep my mind off of my disease and hopefully spread awareness for cancers, because Bob passed away from lymphoma and he was only 52, which is only a few years older than what I am now.
Cancer. Seems like it's affected every one of us. Taken someone we know, someone we love. After his cancer diagnosis, Bob Ross kept on painting. So does Jennifer. But to paint 403 paintings, that would take, hold on, let me whip out my adding machine here. 403 times roughly 28 minutes per episode, carry the 9, multiply that by the square root of the dimension of an isosceles triangle. We're talking roughly 200 hours of real-time painting.
I went, oh my goodness, there's no way I'm ever going to be able to finish this.
But Jennifer had learned plenty from Bob over the years.
All you need is a dream in your heart, a little practice.
I mean, he had such an influence on so many people's lives that I figured, okay, 31 seasons, 13 episodes each, which comes out to 403 paintings. So I was like, Project 403 was created.
And with Project 403 officially launched, it was time to get to work.
And basically, I was like, okay, where do I start? You know, how do I start this?
Jennifer soon realized that doing all the paintings meant doing all the paintings.
I wouldn't look forward to some of them because I'd watch them all the night before I was going to paint the episode just to get an idea of what I would be doing that day. And there were days like, oh no. I was like, really, Bob? Yeah, it's just sometimes the colors, but you know, you got to love Bob. I mean, he came up with, you know, 403 different paintings. I mean, that's a lot of ideas.
You know me, I think there would be a big old tree right about there. Put a big wiggle in him. Just give him a friend. Everybody needs a friend.
But as if this project wasn't daunting enough, Jennifer gets dinged by the universe some more. She loses her mother-in-law. Then her cat, Jinx. Sometimes it feels like the gods are just daring you to shut down, to cash out.
I'm like, why did I even dream this up to do this? This is insanity.
Jennifer's husband, Mark, had already encouraged her to become a CRI. Now he's setting her up in the garage, so she can paint along with Bob.
Hi, welcome back.
And Jennifer has support from outside her home as well.
My friend Kevin in Wisconsin, who every day I would send him pictures of what I had painted. He would critique them. He would say, okay, girl, you're doing great. You only have, 298 more to go. You can do this, And he was just like my cheerleader.
298 to go became 198, and eventually less than 100. Jennifer's friend Kevin, another CRI, had his own perspective.
I mean, it was pretty ambitious, and I've done things before where I said, I'm going to do the whole setup or the whole series of something, and, it almost never worked out for me. So I thought, okay, well, she'll get to a point and she'll fizzle out, but she pretty much kept going on her own, and if she ever felt like, I'm tired of this, I'm done, and I'd say, no, you can't quit. She's unique. She's accomplished something no one else has, so, cool.
As Project 403 progressed, Jennifer and her husband planned to finally promote it on the internet.
And we were going to go live with the website, but on the way home from my parents' house, I was involved in an accident, and a lady hit me head-on and nearly killed me.
The accident was yet another blow.
It affected my painting hand, and for 7 months, I couldn't even hold a paintbrush. I tried.
Perhaps you've heard of the Book of Job. It's a biblical story that addresses human suffering. The moral of Job's story is that God is supremely wise and can be trusted regardless of even the most horrible circumstances. I imagine this might be a tough sell for Jennifer Martin Bray. Faith can only do so much to heal our fragile bodies and our broken hearts. Our families can only comfort us as best they can. Our friends can only try to understand us. Everyone means well, but adversity in a loved one's life makes things complicated. And so, we often seek sources of comfort that are simpler.
I've had a lot of traumatic things happen in my life, and like even as a kid, when I was sick, I'd watch Bob and he'd make me happy, and then I would paint.
Jennifer still believes she can finish her project, even after the accident. Even though she can't hold a brush, she never gives up.
I tried Velcro, I tried rubber bands, I tried everything to hold on to it, but I would paint and the paintbrush would go flying because I had no sensation.
One thing about setbacks, we have to allow ourselves time to recover from them. We have to be patient. We have to hold on to whatever faith we have that things will get better. Jennifer's people reassure her that she'll paint again. 7 months after the accident, more rehab, learning how to hold the brush in a different way, there's movement.
And I think it really helped my brain to heal. I know it sounds strange, but just being able to focus on one thing and get my mind off my cancer, get my mind off of, the health problems associated with the accident.
Painting with Bob won't cure Jennifer's cancer. Instead, it gives her something to live for, a focus away from her plight, an appreciation of art and nature, a pride in her dedication to a craft, satisfaction of finishing a project. Painting with Bob gives Jennifer passion, and the special people in her life all seem to revolve around her relationship with Bob.
The way I give back is I volunteer. I've always been a volunteer. I've been a docent at different zoos, Girl Scout leader, but my most recent thing, well, it's been like the past 5 years, is I volunteer at the Port Orange Police Department as a volunteer in police service, so we help with different special events. We do house watches, citywide patrols, things like that. And you're assigned a partner. And my partner was this person named Al, and we became so close. And he gave me the bobblehead the Christmas before he passed away. So, I'm sorry, I got goosebumps. So it's like, I look at that, and it's like Bob, my favorite person, and it just reminds me of my partner, Al.
On May 18th, 2022... while a TV crew from a local news station filmed her, Jennifer Martin Bray painted Wilderness Way in the garage outside her home. she completed Project 403. It was the hottest day of the year. Jennifer was so overwhelmed by the heat and the cameras, she doesn't even remember doing that last painting. A few days later, Bob Ross Inc. certified her as the first officially recognized person to have painted every single one of Bob's paintings. Besides Bob, of course.
Yep, you're right.
Nick Hankins, the same CRI Jennifer had met when she first entered the Bob Ross workshop in New Smyrna Beach, presented her with her certificate, making it official.
This was such an aberration. Like, this had never been done. I didn't know what to expect. So she gave me the directions to her house. And of course, I knew she was doing this. So I was aware of the project. But, you know, I got there. And when I walked into the garage where she was storing all these paintings, I was just, like, I just kind of stood there dumbstruck for a minute, because seeing 403 canvases all neatly arranged on shelves that I believe her husband built for her specifically for this purpose, it kind of took my breath away.
It was always in Jennifer's DNA to create. Bob just helped bring that creativity out, like he's done for so many of us. Now, by dedicating herself to Project 403, Jennifer Martin Bray provides similar inspiration.
We start with a vision in our heart, and we put it on canvas.
My daughter, who is 16 now, she was adopted. She was 10 months old when she came home from China. And as soon as she came home, I basically put a crayon in her hand. And we were coloring at an early age. And to be honest with you, this girl has more talent than I ever had growing up. So she's taken one Bob Ross class so far. And she's thinking about becoming certified when she's old enough. But she's very talented. I'm not just saying that because she's my daughter, but it's just some of the stuff she's done, I'm like, oh my goodness, the talent.
You're saying that as a certified Ross instructor. You have the badge that allows you to assess your daughter's art skills, yeah.
I have the badge.
She has an encyclopedia-like knowledge of all things Bob Ross. You could argue that Jennifer knows more about Bob Ross paintings than anyone. I throw out the name of a painting, and she almost immediately responds with the season it was featured in. She talks a lot about Bob's optimism and his kindness.
He loved to fish, but he would never catch anything. And if he did, he would just, you know, put a Band-Aid on and pat it on the toot-toot. You saw that episode, right? A couple times.
No, I have not seen
okay,
that.
Okay, yes. He says, yep, I put a Band-Aid on him, pat it on a toot-toot, and put him back in the water. You know,
is that like his version of fish's ass? Toot-toot?
I guess so.
Do you have to say it toot-toot? Do you have to say it an octave higher?
I don't know.
What episode is that? You should know right off the bat.
Season 78. He's there's no season 78. There's only up
I know,
to season
I was
31.
I love to fish. I'm not a very good fisherman, though. I catch one and I put a Band-Aid on his lip and give him a little CPR and pat him on the tutu, put him back in the water. Hope I can catch him again some other day.
I ask her if she has a favorite painting, if it's even possible to pick one from the 400 plus she worked on. She mentions Forest Edge.
But it has Peapod the squirrel in it. And he's sitting in the tree looking down a pathway. And the pathway, like, emanates this glow. And as I was painting it, I know it's going to sound weird, but it was like almost like Peapod is looking for Bob down that pathway. Like, where are you, Bob?
We're all on a path. And we're all looking for something or someone to show us the way. We all need guidance on our journey. When we thrive, when we suffer, and no matter how much time we're given to continue walking in the woods. Jennifer Martin Bray found Bob Ross on her TV as a kid. She found him again as an adult in the workshop in Florida. There's plenty of reason to believe that whenever Jennifer's journey here ends, she'll find Bob Ross again.
Let's just have some fun today.
You can read more about Jennifer's story, see all of her paintings, and even buy some of them at Project 403.com. The old clock on the wall tells me that this episode is finished. I want to thank my guests, Jennifer Martin Bray, Kevin Wolf, and Nick Hankins. And of course, thanks be to Bob. Bob, did you eat the last piece of sweet potato pie?
And don't you tell them, that's our secret. Shh.
Remember to support your local public television station. Say thanks for giving us Bob Ross and the joy of painting. and we want to see your paintings. Use hashtag PaintLikeBobRoss. Bob Ross Certified Instructors, they're the only ones that know how to teach you Bob's world-famous painting method. So don't settle for second best. Find the local CRI at bobross.com and then click Take a Class. And if you got your own Bob Ross story to tell, leave us a message at 866-FANBRUSH or email us at podcast@bobross.com. And you can follow all things Bob Ross on Instagram at @BobRoss_thejoyofpainting. I'm Ron Scalzo. The Joy of Bob Ross is produced by Lonely Weekend Productions in partnership with Bob Ross, Inc. Bob Ross name and images are registered trademarks of Bob Ross, Inc.